The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1860, at a meeting of the French Academy of Sciences, it was announced that the planet Vulcan had been discovered, a tiny world said to be orbiting between the Sun and Mercury. But the sighting of Vulcan could not be duplicated, and neither ground-based astronomers nor satellite observations have ever found the mythical innermost planet. In 1959, there was something new orbiting the Sun. The Soviet space probe Luna 1 was the first spacecraft to travel close to the Moon, and it kept going after its flyby, falling into its own solar orbit. In 2004, NASA's Stardust space probe made its closest pass of Comet Wild 2, gathering particles and gas samples from the comet's tail. Author Isaac Asimov was born on this day in 1920. Hugo-winning fantasy artist Frank Kelly Frias died today in 2005. On this day in 1971, the Doctor had a new archenemy.
I do hope you can spare a moment or two, Doctor.
Sarcasm always was a weak point with you, wasn't it? May I say that I think you look quite ridiculous in those clothes?
I am traveling incognito.
Oh, why?
We Time Lords don't care to be conspicuous. Some of us, that is.
Now look, if you've come down here merely to be rude...
I came to warn you. An old acquaintance has arrived on this planet.
Huh? One of our people?
The Master.
That jackanapes, all he ever does is cause trouble.
He'll certainly try to kill you, Doctor. The Tribunal thought that you ought to be made aware of your danger.
How very kind of them.
But be careful. The Master has learnt a great deal since you last met him.
I refuse to be worried by a renegade like the Master.
Roger Delgado was the first actor to appear as the Master in Doctor Who, part one of the eighth season opener, Terror of the Autons. In 1978, new owners of an Atari video computer system could get surrounded. The surround cartridge for the Atari was released on this day, bringing home the game that would later inspire the concept of light cycles. Meanwhile, in England...
Now, this isn't going to be easy for you, but I'm going to have to tell you things about yourself of which you have no memory. Will you hear me out?
Go on.
4 years ago, there was a good deal of discontent with the administration. There were many activist groups, but the only one that really meant anything was led by Rog Blake. You and I worked together. We were outlawed and hunted, but we had supporters and we were making progress. Then someone betrayed us, I still don't know who. You were captured, so were most of our followers. They could have killed you, but that would have given the cause a martyr. So instead they put you into intensive therapy.
What happened to the others?
In their benevolence, the Federation allowed them to emigrate to the outer worlds. Like your family, they were executed on arrival.
Why are you telling me this now?
Terry Nation's grim science fiction series Blake 7 premiered on the BBC. Though well-received, the show routinely had to strain against an inadequate budget, since it not only took over the time slot of a low-rated police drama, but inherited its tiny budget, too. In 1985, stung by huge losses from the 1983 video game industry crash, Coleco announced that it was getting out of the business, closing down all development and support for the popular ColecoVision console and the less-than-popular Atom computer. Coleco had actually lost less money than many of its competitors, thanks to its other major product, Cabbage Patch Kids. In 1995, Captain Sisko and the crew of Deep Space Nine had to stop history from unraveling.
If only I'd had my medkit. Or even if I'd got him to a hospital, I might have been able to save him.
You did all you could, Doctor.
But it wasn't enough, was it? A good man died because of us. And what about the hostages? What's going to happen to them?
Without Bell, there's a good chance those hostages are going to die.
And if that happens, how is it going to affect the future?
We have to save them. Whatever it takes, we have to make sure those hostages survive.
In part one of Past Tense, the final Deep Space Nine story to air before the premiere of Star Trek Voyager. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The two DVD set, Phosphor Dot Fossils, offering a six-hour tour through an audio-visual timeline of the early history of video games, is now available at a special price. And you can pick up our other original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, anytime in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.